even though we are free, but we are still sad that the government of Liberia refused to look for the killer. They were just bent on us. They had scientific evidence that we were not the killer, but they refused to look for the killer. So it's sad. We're happy. We're grateful to God. We glorify him and all of that, that we have our freedom once again. But one of us is not here, and her killer is still out there. So that's the sadness.
Do you think that is something you like to pursue?
It's something that I will ask the government to do, because they have the statutory mandate. The government of Liberia has a responsibility for public safety, protect and defend life and property. And one of his citizens died in 2023, was killed gruesomely. And even though we have new personnel running the country, but it is still a responsibility of the government of Liberia, especially the executive branch, as an institution. So we made that request for them to really investigate this matter.
Justice Scott, there's some who are saying that you got preferential treatment. What's your reaction?
To be put in prison, to have no privacy. What makes it preferential? You in a bathroom, anybody can come there. You bug naked. Even using a commode, anybody can open the door. So where is the preferential treatment? As a lawyer, I was prevented to be a part of my legal team, which is a right under the Constitution to counsel of your choice. So where's the preferential treatment? I might be prejudicial in my answer, but I was tortured that you didn't commit a crime, and they knew. They had all recent scientific evidence to know you didn't commit a crime. And they do this? They didn't even give us chance to mourn our beloved Chalo. I really want to see things that have preferential treatment. That person, they have to be a narcissistic person. They have a narcissistic personality. What other cruel treatment they wanted? Especially when the Constitution says that I'm presumed innocent until proven guilty, and all my dignities were removed from me. Then you say I have preferential treatment.
When you said they would not get away with it, Justice Scott, what are you going to go to court to seek redress again?
Chapter 3 of our Constitution, the Constitution of the Republic of Liberia, gave me right. Look, Mr. Bottis, this has to stop. This has to stop. People in authority, and you just violate people's rights, and you just go sit in the corner and suck your thumb, or you just grieve. This has to stop. This evil has to stop. If it happened to me, can you imagine what's happening to somebody in Bukajide, or what's happening in Watakin in Maryland County, or in Lofa, or some Logatuo in Limba? You know how many persons in prison innocently?
So it sounds to me that something that's going to come out of your imprisonment is a judicial or prison reform?
Oh, yeah. They got physical infrastructural problems, even administrative problems in the Bureau of Correction, in the Ministry of Justice. The sanitation of the prison, the whole structure, the building leaking everywhere. Can you imagine you living and there's a bug sucking your blood? We need that reform. Even I started discussing with my colleagues, because the law said when you don't take an appeal, you know, that's it. The whatever judgment or sentence you're giving, you serve it. But considering poverty, isn't there a period of time we take those files and look at them, and then they can get some redress in the court? We need to look at that. Because many of the cases, some of them, they can't even do it. From my experience, the prison is filled with a lot of pain. There's a need for reform. And I'm saying it again, there's a need for a code of conduct for the police to just intentionally lie on people. There's a need for a code of conduct with penalties for prosecutors. You just, you know, take money and just lie on people and put innocent people in jail. I keep saying it, I'm not being arrogant, but people know my name. And if this can happen to me, I'm saying it again. Can you imagine what happened to poor Liberians all over the country, languishing in jail till today for something they didn't do? And even those who are hardcore criminals, there's no rehabilitation. No rehabilitation. You just sit. Even the juvenile,